the need for dental care in Maine is overwhelming. According to the State Center for Disease Control, only half of Maine adults have dental insurance. That's about the same number who have also lost at least one permanent tooth for reasons other than trauma or orthodontia. As Patty White reports, one of the few dental clinics in the state that offers free care recently expanded to try to take a bigger bite out of the problem.
It's been a year since Erin Seavey of Woolwich has smiled, at least smiled like she usually does with her teeth showing. Ever since she got a cavity on her front tooth and an associated dark spot, she's kept her lips closed like a curtain.
Because when I smiled, you could see the dark spot and it looked like food stuck in my teeth, or I just was embarrassed about it.
She was also in a lot of pain, but that's all about to change. Stevie is at the Oasis Dental Clinic in Brunswick, where Dr. Rick Elsesser prepares her tooth for a filling.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of clean out that little dark area.
Stevie stuck out the pain and embarrassment from her cavity for so long because she didn't really have a choice. She has no insurance, so she couldn't afford to fix it. But she's just the kind of patient Oasis serves, uninsured adults in parts of Cumberland, Androscoggin, and Sagadahoc counties.
Our typical patient seems to be between 25 and 35. They have a job, but sometimes the decision is deal with that cavity or pay for the oil. We've described them as the working poor.
Who often resort to emergency rooms, says Elsesser, for dental issues.
The emergency rooms are really overwhelmed with dental problems. And it's such a challenge because in an emergency room, they will see the patient, they'll start them on an antibiotic, possibly give them pain medications to try to stabilize them, but the problem is still there.
For 11 years, the Oasis Dental Clinic has tried to reach uninsured patients before they go to the emergency room. It's one of a few clinics in Maine that offer free dental care. And Anita Ruff says the demand is still strong. She's the executive director of Oasis, which also offers free medical care.
Every medical call we get at least 4 to 5 more for dental requests. And those are folks with insurance, those are folks who have Maine Care, those are folks who have Medicare.
The Oasis Dental Clinic has a 3-month wait list, but Ruff hopes that wait time will shrink and that the clinic will serve more patients. It used to operate out of borrowed space in Bath a couple evenings every month, but a recent grant allowed Oasis to build 2 new dental units in an expanded medical office in Brunswick and offer daytime hours. 14 dentists, all volunteers, keep the clinic running. Soon after Erin Seavey gets a white filling and flashes a toothy smile, another patient, Daisy Murray of Georgetown, slips into a dental chair.
I've been a patient for about 2 years now.
Murray has periodontal disease. She's lost a few teeth. Others have fillings.
You don't need to go to another country to volunteer as a dentist to find unbelievable need. It's right here in our backyard.
Dr. Rick Elsesser says he's frustrated that for so long and for so many people, dental coverage is either inadequate or out of reach. Even under the Affordable Care Act, he says, adult dental coverage is largely ignored.
When you have a blatant dental infection and you're running a temperature and you are really sick, it's amazing that that's not considered a health problem.
Small clinics like Oasis, he says, can't solve what is a nationwide issue, but they'll do what they can one patient at a time. Daisy Murray says without Oasis,
I'd have no teeth. Honestly, I would have no teeth.
Knowing she can save what she has left is a relief. She doesn't have to be embarrassed, she says, to talk and maybe flash a smile. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.